Whatever. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here live on Adobe Radio. And hello. How are you?
Hi.
Man, we're 15 minutes
Internet
late.
Internet people.
Yeah. Big show. It's going to be a good one. We have Haley Yatros, and she's an author on the show. She has a whole bunch of things to talk about. You work in the workplace these days, and there are a lot of people you don't like. And she's going to let us
tell
know.
Me about it.
I know, and this is a good example of it. She's going to let us know how to get along with our coworkers. Maybe she can somehow help us like each other. I don't know. We're going to talk to her. Then also, a band emailed us, and they said that they've been listening to Adobe all of their lives, and now they're, like, I'm guessing early 20s, and they created a pop-punk band that's inspired by listening to Adobe.
What about our show?
We'll ask them about. They're called the Overslept. We're going to talk to these dudes as well.
Hold your breath. We're counting down the hours that are left. We'll make it through. I'd be lying if I said I was just scared to run away. Guess we'll be alright. It's the Eddie Jason and Chris show. Eddie Jason and Chris.
The Eddie Jason and Chris show.
You can tweet us, EJC Show, on Twitter. Also, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/EJC Show. We may or may not be live streaming on Facebook right now. We're testing out the Facebook video, but I don't know if it's working. Jason says it's not, but we'll take that with a grain of salt.
Just because I don't know how to work technology.
Because you're on an
iPhone. You don't have to be a dick.
You're an iPhone. Show everybody the iPhone you're on in case people on Facebook are watching.
My sweet.
This iPhone is from, like, 1996, before they even had iPhones somehow.
This is the new iPhone 7.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Look at this. Advanced copy, dick.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Ooh.
So if you're watching us on Facebook video, hello.
And you're probably not. So.
But let us know.
And in case you're watching, Kurz,
yeah.
Just want to say that I'm enjoying a delicious silver bullet. And those mountains are blue.
We'll consider that one a freebie because they may or may not be sponsoring us in a couple months. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but it's just speculation. Jason, right behind you, what in that tube? Grab that tube behind you. Yeah. What do we have here? So
Eddie's ass lube.
Yeah.
Kinda. When we walked in, I thought it might have been lube. I didn't really look into it.
But what is it for real? What do we have there?
Should I show the camera?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to go
I think
to our
you
Facebook.
You have to put it.
Probably
yeah.
No, this is better.
Screw the camera, though. Tell the listeners.
No, they have
we
to
have
go.
More people listening.
They have to go look at our Facebook video right now.
What if we're not even, this is like our test
Well,
run.
Then they can yell at Eddie.
It's Vegemite.
Any complaints?
It's
okay.
Vegemite. And
Vegemite.
What is Vegemite?
B vitamins.
B vitamins.
It's for vitality.
Well, this is a it's huge in Australia. This is like peanut butter to Australians. And our favorite Australian listener, David Burgess, he sent this to us in the mail. And he wanted us to try some Vegemite. But not only did he want us to try Vegemite, but he wanted us to try it on this certain type of cracker. And supposedly it's good. I don't know.
So did he send the cracker in just the aluminum foil?
And that freaks me out. Show everybody that, Jason. Grab this. So in the mail, I went to go get the mail, and then we get this package from Australia, and he sends us the Vegemite tube and then also this weird tin foil package of crackers, which really kind of sketches me out.
Yeah, me
Live
too.
Poisoning, internet first.
And I'm surprised that went through customs.
I'd feel way more comfortable if it was in a sealed
Absolutely.
Box.
What about this?
I don't know.
Is this sealed?
There's a rule.
This is sealed.
Okay, the Vegemite is sealed. We've confirmed the Vegemite is sealed.
He didn't send us the Vegemite he was going to give to the soup kitchen.
He could have resealed it.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be being poisoned right now.
Now, have you guys ever had Vegemite?
We're not that popular. I have not. Jason has.
You have had it.
I've had it.
Are you looking at the crackers?
Decade. Yeah, I want to look at it.
If Jason's opening up the crackers, what are they? So they look okay, I guess.
Looks weird. They look like granola bars, kind of.
Yeah. Nature Valley.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to try this week, or what are we thinking?
I'll try this. I don't know if I'm down with the cracker.
Okay, maybe we should talk to David first and ask what he sent.
Yeah, because, I don't know him. It's like one of those things, you don't, eat food from a stranger.
Are you really going to be weird about it?
Yeah, I'm going to be weird about it. You're not?
It's gracious.
You too can do it, and I'll eat it off a piece of bread.
You just got crumbs all over your iPhone 3.
7, Dick.
Oh.
At 4.
Oh.
Asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about this Vegemite, but we can try it.
I say we do it just because of what Chris ate today.
What did you eat today? Ugh. I guess you had a rough sort of day, Chris. What happened? What did you have?
My midday meal kind of got out of hand. I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich with milk, which is fine.
Wait, it's do good. You mean lunch? Or do you have like a midday meal, then lunch?
No, he has a lunch, midday meal.
Well, it was lunch,
dinner.
But it was like a late lunch. It was at like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Because I'm having dinner tonight at like 10 after the show. But anyway, yeah, so... had the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but then, you know, was still kind of hungry. Remembered that we had leftover Chinese, was excited about that. Heated that up, but I had to save half. The other half was my fiance's, was still a little hungry. So, didn't really think about what I was going to be doing to my system, and I went to the fridge and had a couple of jalapeno string cheeses and some peanuts. Just, got out of control, and then I just put a shot of vodka on top of that, and
a silver bullet.
So
what you're saying
maybe
is
some Vegemite mystery cracker? Jesus Christ!
But how's your stomach feeling though? You're maybe psyching yourself out over nothing. Yeah,
no, I was not feeling great before I came.
Great.
Well, it's because you ate such a balanced midday meal.
Well, I covered all your major food groups like
you did
twice.
What about breads? Grains.
Yeah, I had the sandwich.
Oh, touche. I forgot about the sandwich.
Yeah, for
an
unhealthy meal, it was pretty healthy because it was tofu, sesame tofu. So,
okay.
All right.
Fascinating. Well, you know, there are, I guess this is working on Facebook, by the way, this Facebook video thing. Mm-hmm. People are commenting on it and it says we have viewers. So, hello to people on Facebook.
Hello.
Wow.
Isn't
it's
it
riveting.
Great? It's just fantastic.
They can see us talking. Fantastic.
So, on last week, speaking of things Chris eats...
Why do we talk about this so much?
Well, you thought it'd be funny...
Your diet is always a topic.
Well, you thought... Jason, this one's on you a little bit. You thought it'd be funny to play a joke on Chris, and every week at the show, it's on our writer that we're supposed to have Chex Mix.
Right.
So, last week, Jason wasn't here.
Yeah, I was really
bummed. But
then
the week before that, Chris wasn't here.
Right.
So then when Chris wasn't here... Jason thought it would be funny because we had two bags of Chex Mix. There was a cheddar flavor, then a jalapeno cheddar.
Right.
And then you wanted to throw the jalapeno Chex Mix into the regular cheddar bag.
Something like that. I did something like that
so
for sure.
That way Chris would be a little freaked out. Do you want to hear the reaction?
I do.
This was on tape somehow. Here, let's listen to this.
He's got tape recorders all over.
Yeah, apparently.
Chex Mix have a jalapeno cheddar because if they don't, they should.
So that was Chris's first reaction. If they don't have a jalapeno cheddar, they should.
Yeah.
After what? He ate what he presumes is regular cheddar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you bring that up? Just whenever an answer Chex Mix. Oh. What flavor is that over there?
Cheddar,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I brought it up because I detected like a spiciness, but it just said cheddar.
What happened?
Got the dog barking, can't hear anything. So I had to ask you again.
No, I just detected like a spiciness. I must have like.
Oh, really? Maybe they mixed a couple. This one's not supposed to be spicy.
I know. I just figured it was in my head or that I touched something. It
just says cheddar.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, that mic picks up you chewing. So what were you thinking at this time, Chris? You're like, what? What is going on? Because it was spicy, obviously, but...
Yeah, a little bit spicy, but...
But then you're taking it out of a regular cheddar bag.
You know, I honestly wasn't giving it that much thought. I just thought I had a good idea with the jalapeno Chex Mix.
Well, we had that, like, a few weeks ago, too.
I can't keep like track of all the Chex Mix that...
Literally, like, a month ago.
You think I keep a log?
Tastes like cheddar to me.
I'm just saying it would be a good idea. I don't know where it came from. I'm admitting, probably.
Does it still taste like?
I don't know.
You know,
maybe it's got a weird taste.
I honestly just figured it was in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You thought it was in your head?
Yeah.
That went over better than I thought.
And you just kept eating. They were delicious.
This goes on for like a minute, him just eating. I'm waiting for him to say something else, and then...
No, I'm getting it again, but I think it's like the booze. Like,
Yeah, no. Like, I thought that, Yeah, you know how alcohol can kind of affect your sense of taste.
Yeah, I've never had alcohol, like, make something spicier, though.
Like, creating
You've
a
never
spiciness?
Had, like, a spicy... Like, creating a... Like a spiced spiciness? Rum or, like, a whiskey or something, and it kind of had a slight bite to it.
Yeah.
Like, creating a spiciness? Yeah.
But it hasn't affected food.
Why did you ever eat something right after that?
No.
Like, you kind of still, well... I was speculating at this point.
Right.
I don't know.
I like how Eddie, like, it was like, it reminded me of, like, a dad trying to, like, with their children, like, when they do a surprise, like, ooh, what do you think that is?
Yeah.
Ooh. You're, like, trying to egg them on. Ooh, yeah. It says cheddar.
This is all for you, Jason, because you were not here to witness your prank.
Perfect. It's great.
This is, I only recorded this for you because you weren't here.
Yeah, I love it.
Playing out your prank.
You know, I'm protecting, that's weird.
He just keeps eating it and eating it.
They were delicious.
What is this? And he just keeps eating. And this goes on for a while here. And just like
he's just
eating,
baffled.
It's like, what?
Did you tell him last week what it was? What we did?
Yeah, I reveal it in just a moment.
Really weird, actually. Did you mix two bags together? Are you fucking with me?
He figures it out here.
Jason did.
Oh,
well.
Quick to point
he was trying to fuck with you.
Yeah, what was? I wasn't going to take credit for your prank.
It's not like I was pissed about it.
Yeah.
I was like, Jason! Son of a bitch! You made me eat one sort of delicious Chex instead of a different kind of delicious Chex.
I'm all confused.
I would have slit his throat.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm saying that wasn't what I was like.
You're violent.
He is.
Yeah, well.
Watch out for this guy.
Yeah.
I'm a product of my society.
All right, let's come back and then we will talk to our guest, Haley Yatros, and she is a, an author, I guess you could say.
What?
That's a real vote of confidence.
Blogger?
There.
That's what it says here. No, she's an author. She has a lot of good things to say. You know, when you go to work, you're probably working with people you don't like because there's a generation gap is what she's saying. There's old people, there's young people. How do we all get along in this world?
Respect.
Yeah, she's going to tell us about all of that, which should be kind of interesting. And, yeah, we're going to get to that more here in just a second. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. The Eddie, Jason, and...
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. We're here live, of course, on IW Radio. Hello, everybody. Well, our guest is actually someone that may change your life. Because she has a lot of really good information, and she may change it for the better, and possibly get you a raise, a promotion, or make you the CEO of your company. So we're at work these days, and there are a lot of different people working together of different generations. There are older folks working with millennials, which are the troublesome folks.
Millennials suck.
They do suck. And how does everybody get along in the workplace? Well,
hey, now.
Haley Yatros, I hope I'm saying that right. That's
Yatros.
Yatros is our guest, and
Yatros.
Okay,
Yatros.
And yeah. You're our guest on the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You're an author, expert in millennials.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you an expert in millennials?
Welcome.
Oh my gosh. Well, for starters, I am one. The second thing, honestly, is I've studied us, you know, for the longest time. That's what I got my degree in.
Millennials?
I've just dedicated my life to. Well, actually, it started as a millennial. My niche started as millennials, which is why I wrote the book, The Millennial Makeover. But as I started as expanding, my audience has really grown. So I wouldn't say it's just millennials anymore. I would say that it definitely transcends to every generation, which is why I've kind of opened up my niche. So
Okay. And so you write books about this, you blog, what else do you do? Do you consult or what do you?
Yeah, so okay. I consult. I speak. Yeah, so like I'm hired by, you know, companies to go in and I talk a lot about the different generations and I help kind of bridge the communication gap there. And it's a crazy hot topic right now in the workplace.
Yeah, you know, I'll speak for this company, Adobe. We've run into this issue because a lot of us are remote and there's a lot of people of different ages. And are you taking notes?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to give us a sales pitch later or something.
So, no, I'm a natural salesperson. I don't need notes.
Okay. So what happens is, you know, some of the quote unquote younger kids will get into riffs with some of the quote unquote old motherfuckers who work for.
Are you an old motherfucker, Eddie?
No.
No, you're one of the younger kids?
No. Actually,
you're right in the middle.
Actually, no, I'm probably one of the. There's an older person than me. I'm the second oldest person on staff.
Really?
No, third.
Really?
Yeah, third. There are two people who are older than me. I guess I am caught up sometimes in the middle.
Okay. You're not really of a different generation, though.
Right.
No, I know, but Chris, do you work with a lot of people who are in the early 20s?
No, I suppose not. It's hard to gauge. There are like 200 people who...
I mean, they got their Snapchat and their emojis.
You know, like...
Instagram.
Oh, my Lord.
Which I think is some sort of drug
and their,
thing.
And their Facebook Live video.
I remember telegrams.
So how do we navigate this?
I remember honeygrams.
That's so funny. Ooh. Well, you know, by 2020, it's been said that 50% of our workplace is going to be millennials. And 2020 sounds like a far away, but it's actually only three and a half years.
Yeah.
I guess it depends how old you are for it to sound like a long time.
It's going to suck.
You know, the thing, too, what I often tell people is don't necessarily look at what generation that they're from, but look at how they were raised, because how they were raised attributes a lot to how they work in the workplace. Because I got to tell you, I know a lot of millennials who are, you know, it's totally based on how they're raised, their work ethic and how they communicate and how they deal with other people. It kind of goes back to the principles and the values that they were taught as a young child. And, but to answer your question, on how we navigate this is I always start my presentations or whatever with, facilitating all of the stereotypes. So I say, come on, give them to me. I don't care how bad they are. Like, what are your stereotypes of a boomer? So somebody old, you know, those old motherfuckers, like you were saying.
Oh, you can't say that. Watch out.
You know, what are some of those stereotypes?
Only we can say
so
that.
I'll like ask the groups. I'll say, so, and I'll go through every generation. What bugs you the most about these people? Like, da, 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 da. And I'll get it all out of the table, like right in the beginning, because the thing that holds us back the most and the most commonly are these stereotypes. And so we go into a conversation with somebody with these preconceived notions about them, which totally affects how we connect and relate to this person. And so my very first job that I ever have with people is I break those down, because we're never going to be able to have a connection with somebody.
So how do you break this down? What are you doing? How do you get in there and really get everybody to get along?
Well,
what exactly are you doing?
Well,
do you go on team building exercise? Everybody goes zip lining? That sort of thing?
Yeah, like, it's almost like everybody just airs their frustrations first. Like, everybody, first of all, I create an atmosphere I create the atmosphere where it's welcomed. So I would say that has to do with just the way, my style of presenting. But what I do is I first create an atmosphere where people feel open and comfortable enough to share. Because a lot of people will feel like, you know, they don't want to say anything because they don't want to get in trouble.
Wait, so you made this a full-time job?
Yeah, for sure.
Or is
sure.
it like
well,
a side
I
job?
Like
or?
I do many other things on the side. Well, the thing is that I dabble in a lot of different things. So I write, like I'm you know, freelance writer, speak, and then I also work for a nonprofit. So I do a lot of...
You definitely have a lot going on. So that's interesting that you were somehow able to make this This is an important industry, I think, because it's a problem that is happening in the workplace. What about you, for Jason, sure. And your job? Is there any big age gap?
Yeah, there is. So I manage a staff of 40 people, roughly, and I have people.
Are you bragging?
No, I'm not bragging, but I have employees. I have one employee who's 82, and I have some employees who are 17.
82?
Yeah.
To 17.
Yeah, and everything in between. But I think the biggest thing is you just show each other respect, and you can get anything accomplished.
Yeah. You know, like, my best friend, I shit you not, is 76 years old, and we get along so well.
Your best friend's 76 years old?
Yeah, she's awesome. Guess what? She has a spirit sometimes younger than some of the millennials I know.
What's her animal spirit?
Spirit animal, you mean?
What?
I don't know. She has different sides because she can get feisty, but she, like, when it comes to something that she believes in, but she's also very peaceful in her presence. She has a very non-threatening way about her.
Does she ever slip into, like, accidental racism that you're like, ugh?
Well, of course. Like, here's the thing. Is the generations that we grew up in, they're there. I mean, they're there, and I'm not denying that. Like, she was raised completely differently than I was. And so, yeah, of course. Like, of course we have to navigate that.
N-word this, N-word that.
And you just go, ha, ha, ha.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I just let things slide. You know, like, oh, okay, that's a generational thing for sure. And, you know, whatever, like, based upon how tech savvy they are, you know. But it requires patience. What would you say?
Like when she doesn't tip at the buffet, that sort of thing. And you say, oh, you know, just a generation.
Yeah, or fun carry out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys do then for, like, she's your best friend. Do you guys, like, quilt? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do with a 76-year-old?
Like, what?
I mean, because you're a millennial.
Typical comment. That is such a stereotypical comment.
It is.
She
pick up dudes.
Yeah,
then? You guys
totally.
You take go out to
go
the
go to
bar?
Vegas, get crazy.
She's actually also a writer, so we'll spend a lot of time writing, and she's a really great novelist, actually.
Cool.
I'm helping her with her novels. She's helping me with mine. So it's just this really great. Synergy
is
very
cool.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
You mentioned stereotypes a second ago. Do you find that a lot of the stereotypes about the different generations are true, or do you try and break through those stereotypes, or, you know, how do you what's your approach to sort of, you know, putting everybody from a certain generation in one box? How do you react or respond to that?
That's a really great question, because honestly, sometimes I get people that are heated, like, at me, you know, like, they'll get mad. They'll be like, you know, well, like, the most common stereotype I hear about the millennial generation is that we're entitled and selfish. And, you know, it's all about me, 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 me. And so, like, what I do is I just offer a different perspective, because it's really hard for people to get out of their own worlds and their own minds. And so what I always tell older people that are complaining about the millennials is, like, well, why don't you think about it this way, that we were born with iPads and cell phones in our hands. And now if you look at a Gen X or a boomer, they had the time to learn human relation skills, and then technology was introduced. Technology was introduced to us younger people first, and now we're having to learn human relation skills. So it's kind of backwards, and sometimes it's more difficult. But ultimately what I say is, don't judge people based upon where they were born or what generation they were from. Judge them based on who they are as a person, like their character. Like, you know, are they like you said, somebody brought up respect. It's very true. Like, do they respect me? Do I respect them? What can I respect about them, even if I don't agree with their lifestyle?
Let me jump in real fast. And, you know, do you think that, you know, there are true differences among the generations, or do you think a lot of this is just, you know, ageism, where, you know, the older generation always thinks the young generation is irresponsible, and the young generation thinks the old generation is just out of touch and stuck in their ways, and it's just, you know, we throw on these generation tags and labels onto a phenomenon that is static through time and just shifts as each of us becomes older?
Yeah, totally. Because I think no matter what, like the generation coming up that are below millennials that are coming up like in our high schools and middle schools now, they're called digital natives. So it's they're going to be even more tech savvy
and
than the millennials.
That's job security for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know for sure. It's definitely.
So what's the biggest company you've actually worked for that you've gone into and helped people?
Well, I've done corporations for like, you know, I've done construction companies, I've done credit unions, I've done actual schools. I've done, honestly, it's like a wide industry range for sure, because if people have employees, they have this issue. And every time I bring it up with people, they're like, oh my gosh, yes, that's so me. Oh my gosh, you need to come and speak to my group because this is a common problem with us, and they just want to know like how to deal. They just want to know on like how to deal with them and how to reach people.
Do you think intergenerational conflicts are more pronounced among like white collar workers or blue collar workers, or one segment of industry over another? Do you find creative or entertainment industry gets along better or something like that?
No, I really think it's common. Mostly, I would say like more like corporate companies. Yeah. Like, you know, more people that have bosses and managers and stuff like that.
Well, there's less
it's
communication,
common,
I would imagine.
Yeah. But honestly, like the topic of communication and connection is so universal that where you have people, you ultimately sometimes have these conflicts. And so I would say that it's not really industry based. I think that it's, at least from my experience, it's been with all people. Everyone's always asking how can they connect to people, because that's really all we have is connection with human beings. That's the only thing that feels real. Everything else is kind of like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's really important in our generation and in our culture and in our world, as in our life as people, you know, connecting with people. And people don't want to not connect. And sometimes I think we hide behind these stereotypes like, oh, well, this person doesn't get it because of this X, Y, and Z. But guess what that leaves us off the hook for? It leaves us off the hook to connect with that person if we have all of these judgments about them.
Yeah, but they're willed.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Very interesting stuff. Haley Yatros, and how can people find out more information and get a hold of you if they want to, you know, maybe hire you for their company?
Yeah, you can just connect with me through my website, so HaleyYatros.com.
Okay, well, and be careful out there. Try not to start any fist fights. You might be the center of some sort of a brawl at some point if you're not careful. So.
You probably shouldn't be in an intergenerational physical melee anyway. Because that
bring a knife.
Somebody's
going to
have
companies.
An unfair advantage, like a 30-year-old like hitting an 18-year-old, or like a 25-year-old getting in a fight with a 69-year-old. That's don't let it come to that.
You know,
folks.
And you can ask yourself. Yeah. Like, just ask yourself, like, what is my intention with this person? You know, like, is my intention to befriend them? Is my intention just to get along with them at work? What's my intention? And
well,
then, like,
you your know. Intention should be use or learn to use a machete when you go into these companies. And
damn,
right.
Good luck to you.
That is an
the business world
going
is
out
very
for us.
Violent. It's a you're a very brave soul, I have to say. Well, Haley, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure talking
to
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. There's Haley.
That was an interesting conversation.
I did like the question you brought up about that stereotypical thought of, you know, older people versus younger people.
Right.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
I think that those stereotypes are true, and that you go from, you know, when you're younger, you're reckless and selfish, and you... you know, mature,
you wide-eyed and idealistic and naive.
Right. And as you live your life, you become set in your ways and stubborn and not as optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life wears you down, apparently.
I mean, look at us.
Eddie has one foot in the grave right now.
Look how haggard we are. We are 11 years old.
I mean,
and we look like we're in our early 20s.
It's very strange. It's like, yeah, Benjamin Button sort of
is
type
it?
Deal going
no,
on.
I don't think it is.
Is that a gay porn?
That's the other way, Eddie.
Reverse Benjamin Button is happening. I've never saw it. I haven't seen the movie.
Really? You're not missing anything. I wish I had that 3 hours back, however long it was.
Maybe you could go backwards in your life and...
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, everybody, it's Eddie Jason and Chris Show, EJC Show on Twitter. You can find us on there, and more to come right here on EJC. Maybe we can come back and dabble into Chris's news a little bit, see what's happening there, and then going to talk to that band that's a big fan, and then they were very inspired by everything we do. So they created their own band based on all the bands we've been playing.
Oh, they're from Europe as well.
They're actually staying up until 3 in the morning to talk to us, local time, their time. So.
Poor bastards.
I know. You must
have- He's done.
Wow, never eat a pretzel before you go on the air.
A little pretzel.
Jason just threw a pretzel at me, and I tried to catch it in my mouth, missed, but I still ate it because I don't like to waste food.
Yeah?
I ate it right before we got on, and my mouth is dry. Wow, these pretzels are salty. All right, so...
You mean
couple
these pretzels are making me thirsty?
Huh?
Anyway.
Oh, Seinfeld?
I thought that's what you were going for.
Yeah,
and
me
fucked
too.
It up.
What are you talking about?
Ugh.
Let's move on. Yeah, please.
Which episode? Which season?
Jesus.
Jesus. What are you doing to my show?
Let's
Chris?
Jump in a little bit on Chris's news here.
Good idea, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that in just a second. Before we do, let's check out these viral videos. There's a couple that are kind of cool right now. This one I thought was cool. Chris's news in just a second, but... this three-year-old is a badass because this three-year-old can tell Led Zeppelin songs just by hearing the guitar riffs. And somebody posted this video on YouTube. It's probably a scam, but let's listen.
Tell me what song it is. Ready?
Hola, yo.
Okay. How about?
Hola,
I'm going to have to take it on faith that he's naming these songs because all I hear is baby babble.
All right.
Tub bagel.
Right. How about...
He just said heartbreak.
No, I heard that one. Tub
bagel.
Right.
Yeah.
How about...
It's back dog.
Okay. How about...
Half full Mahoney.
Right.
I don't even know that one. So
yeah,
do you think
no,
this kid's
it's a good
being,
one.
Is this kid being... well, I know the song. I just didn't know the name of it. But is that kid being coached, do you think, behind the scenes, and it's just a scam? For
is it just audio, or is there
so.
Video?
How are you going to coach a kid from behind the scenes?
He could cue cards.
And
he probably
can
can't even read, actually.
And he
that's,
can read?
I'm just kidding.
No, are you? You
yeah,
don't
he
know
was
when
not.
He oh, my God. Okay, next. There's the next
Maybe
viral
it's
video.
Maybe flashcards of, like, the color black and
a dog. Okay.
Yeah. Heart.
Oh, my God.
I bet if you work on it, a kid could learn anything. There's... Their brains are, they're easily moldable.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
then there's another viral video of a 70, so you know how Tesla, they have that autopilot feature on their new Model S, I think it is?
Really?
Yeah. So it only works on the highway. You have to be
so
on the highway.
It's cruise control?
It's cruise control, but it steers too.
Yeah, it steers, it does everything. You press it, and then you don't have to press the gas. You take your hands off the steering wheel.
Take a nap?
You take your feet off the pedals.
Can you nap?
Yeah. And it'll go on the highway for as long as you want, but then when it's
in
time
traffic?
To exit, yeah, whatever the conditions.
How?
There's cameras, sensors.
And this isn't exactly new technology at this point.
I'm just kidding.
But now it's consumer based now. People can go out and get this Tesla. So there's a YouTube video of this this guy. He takes his 70-year-old mother, I think, in a ride and then puts it on the autopilot, and this is what happens.
It's scary. Oh, this car is coming. Oh, this car is. Ah, Bill, this. Put me back for me control it. Oh, dear Jesus. I could never. Ah, ah. Oh, where's it going? Oh, my God. Oh, this is so scary. Oh, Jesus. This is my first day out, and I'm about to die.
Oh, come on, relax.
Oh, my God, Bill. I couldn't do it. Ah!
Is there actual video of this woman? Because it sounds fake to me.
Yeah, but we're not on video.
That sounds fake.
That sounded fake.
Doesn't sound fake to me.
That sounded like a kid making
it. Sounds
a,
like an old woman.
No, it sounded like a kid. It
sounds like an old woman.
So you're alleging that a kid dressed up like Mrs. Doubtfire style?
Yeah.
Just to have a fire.
Yeah, it did not sound like an old woman. It sounded like a kid acting like an old
plausible.
Woman.
Plausible. Plausible. All right. We have time for one quick news story that we have to get to our interview. What's in the news, Chris?
Let's see.
And now we have to get to our interview.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Wow. We got Hello. A lot of things to get to.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of all things.
All right.
You're wasting
Here we
valuable
go.
Time.
We're going to do them all. So just, you got it. He's got it. Go.
It's fine, yeah. All right.
God, Eddie, he's such a dick.
According to a new survey, 1 in 3 people have had humiliating moments during sex.
Wrong hole, fool.
What?
The most common embarrassing moment was being interrupted by a relative while getting it on. Farting and unexpected menstruation topped the list for women, with 58% of women saying
they
passed.
Wait, farting into unexpected menstruation? Or farting and? What did you just say?
Farting and? What kind of videos are you watching?
I thought maybe the fart triggered the menstruation the way that you read that sentence.
You don't know how women's bodies work, do you?
And you're an expert, aren't you? Okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to clarify what you said.
58% of women say they have passed gas while having sex. Falling asleep and crying topped the list for men.
Falling asleep and crying?
That's pretty funny. Lord. What if you did both at the same time?
You cried yourself to sleep.
What a story. Wow. You know.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting news.
Have you experienced either crying and or falling asleep while having sex?
Of course not.
Well, you're amongst friends. You could be honest.
Amongst friends,
yeah,
and
right.
Facebook.
You can't say anything.
Radio.
You can't say anything on this show without people jumping down your throat.
That's true.
So what did you want to... You can admit it, Chris. Go ahead. I won't say anything. Jason might. He seems a little feisty.
I'm not feisty.
Meow. No, neither.
You can admit to anything, and I will...
I don't think I have.
I will not say a comment.
Eddie, have you? What?
I think I've fallen asleep before.
Really? Like, yeah. Just, like, passed out drunk? Or, like, you were not drunk? I could see being, like,
it was,
really hammered.
I think I did... No, it wasn't hammered, but yeah. Late at night, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Did she finish?
No. Well, she finished with me, and she's like, all right, I'm out of here.
Holy shit.
What?
What is your...
Eddie
your
got thing? Raped. Eddie
well,
got
he,
raped.
No, he was consent. No, it was no. Consensual because he started. He, just,
so?
He didn't finish.
You so you're having sex with a girl. Let's say she's drunk and she passes out. And you keep going.
I see your point. You're reversing the roles, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the act of intercourse and she falls asleep, that can't be rape, right?
Yeah, I think it depends who you ask. I think, yeah, technically
really?
It's rape.
Should I call a lawyer or 911?
Don't want to get us started on, because you owe us a lawyer from your comments from November.
We're backed up on lawyers. Well, let's go to Amsterdam with our guest. Hang on. Well, I'm calling him right now. We're not ready for him immediately, but we're Skyping him. You can also Skype us, EJC Show, if you're watching on Facebook or, you know, Adobe. You're listening there where everybody else is.
Should I try another
show.
Story?
Here he is.
Hello.
Hello, Sam from The Overslept. You're our guest here on the,
yeah.
on Adobe Radio, the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great. Let's hear just a little sample of your music so everybody kind of has some context.
Cool.
Is that you singing?
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
So now, I understand this music you're writing is largely inspired by Adobe Radio, right?
Yeah, well, a couple of the guys in the band really grew up listening to the radio station, yeah.
Okay, and now it is 3 a.m. your time, so I have to thank you for... Did you stay up late, or did you set an alarm, or what?
Oh, no, I stayed up.
You stayed up? What have you been doing in the wee hours?
I've just been putting on some Netflix.
You're Netflix and chilling by yourself?
Yeah.
Is that a guitar? But I hear guitar back.
Yeah, my guitar fell, yeah.
It fell?
Why don't you play a couple chords for us?
Might be a little difficult with a phone to my ear, but
that's okay.
How's this?
What's your favorite chord?
That's beautiful, right?
Yeah,
it was.
That was pretty good. I liked it. Well, so your band is called The Overslept, and you're trying to revive pop punk.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a recurring thing. It wears off from time to time, and then it comes back. And I have a feeling that it's coming back a bit. And, you know, with bands like 5 Seconds of Summer. And I think we're just finally in a place where people can really appreciate our music here in Holland.
Okay, so are you saying you have a pretty big following in Holland?
I wouldn't say pretty big, but you know, it's starting to get there.
How many people, if you were to start a fan club today that had all of your fans, how many would there be? Terrible question, I know, but go ahead.
I wouldn't know. I think maybe 100 at most.
That's more than us.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, it's more than us. Good job.
You got any hot chicks in 100, or is it just dudes mostly, or is it a mixture?
No, it's mostly girls, yeah.
Oh, perfect. That must be great for you guys.
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless you're not into that. I mean, whatever, you know. But you're in a band, you play guitar. The women are going to throw themselves at you. That's what they do.
I wish.
It doesn't work that way, is it? You're dispelling the myth. He's dispelling the myth.
I don't think it works that way anymore, Eddie. Like, you're stuck in, like, the 80s.
Why doesn't it work that way?
Yeah, he really is. I've been meaning to bring that up.
Why doesn't it work that way anymore?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
So you're saying that it does the opposite?
I don't think so. It's not... No, people are not throwing themselves at me or something like that.
So you don't... explore the canals of Amsterdam very much?
I do, but not like that.
Well, you know, why not?
You know, it's sort of we're used to it right here, but I don't know. Maybe have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have, yeah.
And did you roam the canals?
I did.
He did.
Twice.
Twice.
Twice. I mean, Amsterdam is...
It's an expensive city. Let me just say that.
What a great thing you guys have going on there with the red light district, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I've never been, so I wouldn't know, actually.
Oh, whatever.
Don't lie.
Everybody's been there.
Well, maybe you've been there. I haven't been there.
What about do you take advantage of your country's lax marijuana policies? Or
I think everyone has at least once.
Mm. You know, Denver's pretty famous for its weed too. Maybe we should have a smoke out.
Well, Is it legal there?
It is here in Denver, yeah.
Yeah.
In Colorado, the whole state.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, your band here, you have a debut EP coming out, right? Memory Lane. And so it's going to be...
Actually, that came out like 2 years ago.
Ah! Then this bio I have is 2 years old.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So we're gonna play.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming out. We're gonna play Where We Want To. It's The Overslept. Thanks, man, for coming on. We appreciate it for staying up so early.
Thank you, man.
Let us know if you get a chance to play any shows stateside.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Of course.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
have a good night.
Same.
What was that?
I think it was actually like a weird phone delay. Like,
I think I might have had a stroke.
That's not fun. That's not funny.
You guys ruin every joke.
Do we?
For the listeners. Because maybe somebody out there was starting to chuckle and like, oh, I guess it's not funny. I guess I should stop listening now. I feel bad.
Maybe they should stop listening if they laughed.
Or continue, I don't know. Here we go, The Overslept.
Alone at last, our heads up high and both feet on the ground. In control, we'll meet again. It's not the end. I guess we'll be alright. Go with me. I can show you all the places we can go. Where we want to. If we'll take a chance, we'll make it. Play the cards that us we're playing. We can go. We can go.
EJCShow.com.
What do you think? Well, we are an international show.
I liked playing song. It was like Depeche Mode remixed by Trent Reznor.
And as an international show, there are people that are listening from all over the... See, Chris, you threw me off with your Trent Reznor bullshit. So
sorry.
As an international show, there are people listening all over the world. And, you know, we get to experience different things, different opportunities. We've made a lot of friends all over the world over the years. I think every continent has called into the show except Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
And we could have had that happen. We know someone who's been there twice and lived there.
That's true. Yeah, we really missed the golden opportunity there.
Yeah, we
know what. How many shows can say that they've had a caller, like on any medium, can say they've had a caller from every continent?
Well, let's go to Australia.
Fuck.
Have we had Asia?
Yeah,
we have. Let's go live to Australia,
we've had a
though.
Ton of
and
Asians.
David Burgess.
Why is that funny?
He's live in Australia. Our Australian friend is listening. Hello, right here, David.
Hi, David.
Hi.
David!
Connect him, Eddie.
What's happening, boys?
There he is.
About to try some Vegemite.
Hello?
David, what is happening over there? It's like you're on the other hemisphere.
He's driving. He's in the outback.
Are you riding a kangaroo right now? What's happening?
I am driving, yeah.
You're driving a kangaroo.
Do you drive a Subaru Outback?
I'm riding a kangaroo. I just ran a red light. I coincidentally am driving down a country road, but I should be able to get you pretty clear. So,
okay,
my bad. But
you're coming in loud and clear now. So you sent us a package, David. You sent us a package of what's labeled as Vegemite, and then some
allegedly labeled
some crackers. I believe if I remember right, they're called Weetix.
Wheat Bix. Yep.
And now, why do you? So this veg. First of all, what the fuck is Vegemite?
Just think salt, and you'll be fine. It's hard to explain. It actually is really, really good on toast. Like if you have it on your morning toast, it's quite tasty. But it's less is more with it. But for the Wheat Bix challenge, you've got to have a decent layer on there. I'm not talking like you're filling in the road with tarmac or anything, but...
Wait, what?
Still, you've got to have a decent...
What do you mean, challenge?
Challenge?
You don't remember
this?
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot about this. I told you this.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to have a little bit, but we got to eat like the whole thing with like big lobs of it on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got to smear it good on the top, and then, you got to try and have the whole biscuit. If you want to have water, or milk, then go for it. But let's see if you can do it without it.
I'm not here for an eating challenge.
Eddie, don't be a bitch.
Yeah,
you can't back out now.
Yeah.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
You're a bitch. You have half a biscuit. You have the whole biscuit. Then, if you're calling me a bitch, you called me a bitch first.
I'm not calling you a bitch. I took the.
You had half a bit. You
I
have
took
half
the bullet.
A biscuit.
You're like when you were putting the cookies out. You're like, oh, sorry, whoever gets that one. I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, not but you and are. You knew it was a challenge.
I did it until you.
That's why you took it.
I did not.
You're being a bitch.
Who's being a bitch, Chris?
You took the smaller one knowing it was a challenge.
You're both kind of being a bitch, but I'd say Eddie's being the bigger bitch in this moment.
High five. How am I being the bigger bitch when he took the smaller one?
Because you're the
How
one whining.
How is that being a bitch?
Because you're bitching about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one.
This is the way the Weebix crumbled, okay?
Fine. We'll just switch. If it's not a big deal, we'll just switch. If it's not a big deal.
Now it's about the point now.
I got a full fucking Weebix and you don't hear me.
He ate like half his fridge earlier,
too. You're disgusting.
Too.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding.
Damn.
You're attacking me.
He's not attacking you.
If you can't bite it off. Anyways.
All right.
What are we doing here?
We're eating this. Let's crack that Vegemite and get
out.
How about
we do half a biscuit?
Do you have like a butter knife?
If you want to do half a biscuit, do half a biscuit. That's fine.
Just
David, what? By the way, this cracker that you sent over, this Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Is it Weet-Bix or Wheat Bix?
Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix.
It's like black tar.
So when Wheat you sent it over, you actually sent it over just wrapped in tin foil, and I thought that maybe when you sent it over, it would be...
We're doing a sniff test on the...
Hang on, I'm talking. I thought maybe when you sent it over, it would be in a box, but you sent over... It was wrapped in tin foil. Jason was a little concerned you may be poisoning us.
I wasn't the only one.
We all are.
I was going to send the whole box, but I didn't think you'd want like 24 biscuits. So that's why I just wrapped them. But I thought that it's funny you say that one is smaller because customs probably broke a bit off to just test if there was cocaine in it or not.
And is there?
Well, that makes it all more fun, doesn't it, if you don't know?
This guy sounds like a maniac.
Wow, Chris is going all in on this.
Oh, wow, Chris.
You just took... Wow.
I feel like you should hold up to the camera what you did, Jason, if you can, possibly.
I only did one line.
I'm going to put... By the way, we are live streaming. One line.
I did one line and Chris did zigzags.
Oh, my God. So we are
smell
live...
Smell that, Eddie.
We are... Oh, Jesus. I don't want this. I really don't want...
See, you're going into it with the wrong mindset. You're already going to hate it because you've decided you're going to hate it.
I don't know if... Is this enough? Or we need to spread it.
Should it be spread with a knife, or what do you do there?
Spread it with a knife, yeah.
Well, if we were going to spread it, then I regret putting so much on. I already asked for a butter knife, and we didn't get up, so I thought we were just going baller.
You could have grabbed one.
I don't know where your fucking butter knives are.
What do you mean? They're over
my finger.
How hard is it to find a butter knife? You go through, like, one of two drawers it could possibly be in based on the size.
I'll just go through people's shit.
Here, I'll go get you one.
Go for it.
That's too late. I did the zigzags. It's fine.
You might as well.
So Jason's going to get a butter knife to spread it out. So now, why is this a challenge exactly? So is it just like really dry and salty?
It's dry. Yeah, it's dry and salty, but it's not many people can do it. So if you do it, you'll be legend. But the first bite might be okay, but once you get into the second or third bite, it starts becoming a marathon in your mouth. So.
And how long are we supposed to have to do this?
Let's see if you can do it before the end of the show. If you can do it in 5 minutes, then that'll be a real challenge. But let's just see how you go after the first bite.
In a sitting. If you can do it in a sitting, how about that?
Yep. I'll take that.
All right.
I smelled it, and I don't even want to do this. It smells so gross. No offense to all Australians and New Zealanders.
It didn't smell that terrible to me, but really? I didn't get a big... It didn't seem to have a very strong odor. I was expecting it to be more of a whiff of...
By the way, I don't even think our Facebook live feed is working. What a waste.
I think this is a waste.
Should we get that working real quick before we continue?
No, we're
committed.
No, get it working. Get it working. Film it. Film it.
Turn it on right behind you, Jason.
What do I do?
I don't know. You have to press a lot of buttons. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you put your headphones in.
Don't worry about it. It's all good. I think they cut you off at some point on Facebook live streaming.
That's idiotic.
I know. I think you only get like an hour and a half or something.
Oh, that's stupid. That's stupid.
And we have this Vegemite challenge going on. You have to type in the stat, Jason. You kind of know what's going on there. Go to publish. I mean, I can get up and do it. Jason's trying to put us back on Facebook Live video. So, Chris, what's going through your head with this Vegemite?
I'm kind of into it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not stressed about this at all?
No. It's a new experience. If it's disgusting, then I honestly simply won't continue to eat it. You know? But if it's just kind of bad and just kind of like, then whatever.
No, Jason.
That's the spirit, Chris. That's the spirit.
Thank
Jason,
you.
Jason's not getting it. I'm seeing in the mirror what you're pressing.
Oh, I do.
Just go to... I got it.
Oh, my God.
There's an icon you have to press, and you probably wouldn't know it.
So, Eddie has just gotten up and has walked over to our... webcam to set it up, and so I am sitting here on the air alone. Jason is also tooling around with it. I'm holding my Vegemite and Weebix spread, and just all a tingle with anticipation. And these two are really dragging their feet. I think they're looking for any excuse not to go ahead with this. They're being
that's what they're doing right now. They're pussying out.
Yeah, they're being children.
Now we got it.
All right.
Now we're back. So Facebook kicked us off on their stupid thing.
Just when I thought Facebook finally had something cool.
I know, me too. Then they have this dumb limit.
You were on a roll there, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're joining us us just now on Adobe Radio,
we're all somebody's child.
If you're joining us just now on Facebook video, wherever you're listening, so just to recap real quick, David is on Skype, and he's in Australia, and he sent the show
Weebix,
and also Vegemite, and you're supposed to put the Vegemite on top of the Weebix. It's like a cracker. The Weebix is a cracker. Vegemite's a spread, and it's a challenge.
It's the Vegemite and Whippets challenge.
I guess you can't really get through this very easily. It's very hard. It's salty. You guys ready?
He said.
This isn't the first time you've had something hard and salty, Eddie.
Oh, that was a good one.
Eddie loves that Down Under flavor.
Wow. He's just coming out. Wow.
See, Chris, that's a good one, but I feel like if I have a joke that's slightly
offensive
toward you, you get butt hurt. So
that's true.
Yeah, I can't even.
Possibly.
So you can dish it out, but you can't handle it.
Let's try this challenge.
There we go.
Let's do it.
Man, Chris, you went. Oh, let's show the. I'm going to show Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Show Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Facebook.
We were not on.
My cracker is, like, destroyed, though. It's, like, in half. It's, like, in quarters.
Here we go.
All right. Bon appetit, gentlemen.
I'm a little nervous.
First bite, Chris has bitten. Once bitten, twice shy. Jason is taking his bite. Okay, here I go. I'm fine.
Chris likes it. I don't.
Ew. I don't like it.
You got to finish your plate.
Eat half.
Eat half and we'll all be even.
Ah. You're already even. That's why you took the half.
No,
one.
No, I'm going to finish it. You eat half.
I don't like the taste.
No, that's the point. Chris, oh my God.
I can't swallow this.
Yeah, you can. Be a man.
Not that terrible.
I'm going for more.
Yeah. Don't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, I fell apart. Oh.
This goes against my constitution. Chris seems to like it.
Not really.
Oh.
Chris, you're like two bites in. Okay, second bite. Jason ate his whole thing. You want mine too? Oh my God, Jason ate his whole thing, David. And now he's eating mine. He ate half of mine just now.
Baller move.
Oh my God.
Crazy. He's gone Vegemite crazy.
I can't believe that.
Jason, props to that, bro. If you smash that in like a minute, that's top quality.
Oh my God, Jason. How are you feeling after that?
I can't talk.
Chris looks like his face is turning sour.
Are these like dog biscuits? Is this why this is a challenge?
It's breakfast cereal.
Your cereal comes in a biscuit form?
Yeah, like Wheaties. Or not Wheaties.
Usually
though.
You put sugar on it, though.
Oh my God. Chris, how are you feeling?
I'm okay.
You went from happy to visibly upset.
Man, it's not a great flavor. It's like black mustard.
You're racist.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Okay, now Jason's continuing. He's eating mine as well as his. This will be one and a half.
Much respect, Jason.
Oh my God.
Because I'm not a pussy.
Oh,
oh
shit.
I'm dying.
Jason just called you
Are
out.
Are you poisoning us?
Again with the poison?
Oh, I made a mess.
Well, no, if you two die and I don't.
Do you not swallow yours? No one likes a spitter.
Spitters or quitters.
All right, where are you at?
You gonna try the rest?
No, I'm done with it.
I'm halfway through.
Some challenge, David. There seems to be no sweat for us fat, ugly Americans.
Oh my God!
You couldn't even finish one bite.
Yeah, but you guys throw anything in your mouths. Clearly.
Damn. Wow.
See, exactly. I say a joke. Damn. Ooh, you can say jokes about me. And it's like, see, I can't make a joke. You're like binding my hands. And
you'd like that, wouldn't you? All we're missing is the ball gag. Oh, oh shit. Chase is about to...
Are you going
to
puke, Jason?
No.
If you need to, it's okay. Get it on. Well, we can take the camera off the tripod and follow you wherever you puke.
I'll the puke right
of,
here.
The beauty of Facebook.
I will puke right there.
You'll clean it up right there. Or the dog will, one of you.
Are you poisoning us, though?
Anyways, so this wasn't much of a challenge, I gotta say.
Well, you gotta swallow it. That's
Chris,
when it gets
how are
hard.
You? Oh, my God. Chris has it stuck on his mustache. That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
Hey, get your hand out of there. Let's show.
Oh, Jesus. That's disgusting. Why?
Oh, my God. I can't do it.
It's like... Oh.
I might go...
Like, that turns my stomach more than what I just ate. Seeing the large, that load in Chris's mouth and on his mustache.
I am still trying to eat this.
And it's still stuck in your mustache. Ugh.
Did we just eat cardboard?
Anyways.
Is that what the joke? I feel like he's playing a joke on us somehow.
Are you happy, David?
I am.
Are you going to fill us in on the joke? Why is this a challenge?
You did very well, Jason. I'm very surprised.
I couldn't finish.
Yeah, what's the joke?
I ate like one
and a quarter, dude.
No, I ate like one because the other one was like half. The rest of it's
you
on
did
my...
finish. You ate your portion and most of Eddie's portion.
Nah, maybe.
Like, yeah, look, totally.
Look how, yeah,
you ate over half of Eddie's plus like what was three quarters of one.
Yeah, you, did
you
get,
threw it down, man.
But Jason we also did didn't have as much, nearly as much Vegemate as you.
Yeah. Were you drinking water as well?
No water.
No water. Holy shit.
I got a beer here. I think I might need to go to it, but you know, I'm so impressed by Jason's move.
You can do it.
I'm going to finish it up.
I think Jason is the winner here.
I don't think so. Chris is still going.
Yeah, but you ate more than both of us.
He ate more
Vegemite.
I think
it's just a completion thing.
So, David, who's the winner?
No, because you could put just a little dab of Vegemite on it. I think that's the... You smeared that, like... You had a good, like, quarter ounce on there.
David, who's
anybody going to break my balls over that?
Wait, let's stop dropping.
Hang on.
Sounds like this.
Pay attention to what's happening. David, go. What's happening? What's the winner?
I'm going to have to say Jason. Wow.
Jason.
Does that mean I can stop?
No.
Fair enough.
Keep going.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
All right.
Sounds like a werewolf out there barking.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show here live on Adobe Radio. Follow us on Twitter if you haven't done the yet, EJC Show. And now time for Chris's news. We're going to find out what's happening in the headlines as you are, either starting or ending your week. Chris has all the latest news. Chris!
Hi.
There he is. Before we get to your news real quick, though, I could make a longer bit out of this, but I won't. Over the weekend, I went to a wedding, and it was an interesting wedding, one I had never been to before in my life. It was between two 18-year-olds, and it was a bit bizarre. Oh,
that sucks. No alcohol.
No, there was alcohol.
Oh, that's good.
But it was just a little weird to me because this is how young everybody looked and
how old I'm getting. How do you know 18-year-olds?
Huh?
How do you know?
Are these friends of your...
Oh, no, this is Lauren's cousin.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Where was it?
Where?
Oh, yeah, I was up in Longmont or
Pueblo?
Something, right?
Yeah, but the whole thing was strange, to me at least. So these two essential kids get up there at the altar, and, you know, I'm just looking at everybody. Everybody looks very young, besides the point, they continue on, they do the ceremony. Then they get to their vows, and the vows were just very juvenile. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, they wrote their own vows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
But nobody could take it seriously, Chris. You don't know. The vibe of this place was just very, like,
You sure that nobody...
Can't believe this is happening.
Because I'm picturing like a Catholic thing where that's sort of more the norm.
It wasn't a Catholic thing. It was not a Catholic thing.
Hmm.
But it was just a very
Whatever, you know.
It felt strange.
My parents got married. My mom was 17 and my dad was 22 or something, and
yeah,
they're still together.
I thought you might say that when I brought up the story, but they're the exception to the rule. But you know,
well, I'm just saying, you know, let's wish them the best for now.
Okay. I felt uncomfortable, so right. I was trying
he's
to talk
not,
about that. I don't
know
if
adults.
I'm not saying that I don't wish them the best.
No, he's not talking about the marriage. He's talking about how he felt.
Yeah. I'm not talking
about the situation, right?
Yeah.
About seeing 18-year-olds and he felt older because they looked younger and the way that they were acting, like,
and
it just made him feel more mature and older.
And I remember being that age
right.
as well and thinking that I was just a very immature kid. And then
You still are.
Well, I was thinking of myself, I probably am, but I was thinking of myself
You're
at
welcome.
18, even more immature and
right,
up there.
Right, absolutely.
And
well, I think he's
thinking to myself, damn, at 18, was I really equipped for that type of life decision? And I don't think that I was, but maybe these people are. Whatever. I'm not attacking the situation. I'm just saying it was uncomfortable to me. And I wasn't the only one. It was probably 90% of the people there were uncomfortable with it. Chris comes from a background where his parents were married when
young,
they were young. So you're used to it. That's how you grew up. So it's nothing to you. But most people are not from that situation. So it's just odd. Then you think, I don't know. I mean, imagine yourself at 18 years old, Chris. You're barely wiping yourself. And you're up there getting married. It's crazy.
That's
crazy. It's like it's like a little over 10 years net from your daughter. She's like 6 years old right now. In 10 years, her getting
She's
married.
Four.
Okay.
Thanks for knowing her age.
Same thing. Anyways.
Hilarious.
But say she gets married in 10 years.
I always felt like you had a jaded view of, like a realistic view of marriage. You don't have that. I'm not saying it's bad. It's not. It's realistic, though. Like, you know, reality, you know, most marriages don't last anymore. Like, I think you go into it with that mindset where other people go into the mindset of, like, believing that it could happen and last longer. I think that's the difference between, like, us and you.
I think Jason's right. You're a bit...
Obviously. No, I know. You're right, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I wasn't the only person at this wedding that was feeling awkward, just so you know. And not only that, so...
I would have.
After that...
18?
At the wedding reception, you know...
You can't even drink.
No, I mean, like, the whole wedding party was...
You can go to war and die.
Yeah, but you can't drink.
The wedding party was children. All children. Yeah. And then the music was Disney soundtrack during the whole wedding reception.
God.
That's awkward.
The whole You're starting to feel awkward. The whole wedding reception,
was
Disney music.
Were they dressed up as Disney characters?
No, but during one of the... I think it was not the best man, but I think it was the bridesmaid speech... They broke into a reenactment from the movie Bridesmaids. So for about a good minute, they rehearsed a whole scene from the movie. Something like kids would do, right? And the whole thing just felt juvenile.
I don't know. I could see adults doing that part, too. Because, I mean,
some idiot
what do you
adults.
Do?
I don't know.
I've seen some speeches that were really bad.
Like, We all have.
Yeah. I would rather see one that was good. Like a reenactment, that would be funny at least. If they did it right.
It was an awkward wedding.
Sounds like it. But good little getaway for you.
Yeah. It was still fun. You know, and everybody there had no choice but to just have a few drinks because it was just getting to be too much.
It was snowing.
Yeah. Anyways, there you go. That's what's happening in America. What's happening in America?
That's what's happening in Eddie's America.
Very odd. Plus, they got a weird priest that kept saying all these strange jokes.
Did you talk to him for a little bit at the bar?
I did not.
Oh.
Didn't talk to this
Should have. That's like your thing now.
Efficients are always weirdos.
What's in the news?
Eddie's an efficient.
An efficient?
Yeah, but he's not a practicing efficient.
Efficient.
That's why
efficient.
He doesn't wear the yarmulke anymore.
See, that's why he doesn't like efficient.
Yeah, I'm saying the word right.
It's efficient.
You can't insult me if you don't say the word correctly. What's in the news?
I'm not insulting you.
Go ahead.
Damn self-hating grammar Nazi.
What's in the news?
I wasn't even insulting him that time.
A designer.
Wasn't talking to you.
Oh. Eddie's angry at you, Chris.
I'm not angry at him. I'm just saying that.
I feel like we should have like a therapy session. Let me get a pen.
I'm not angry. I'm just saying anytime I have a joke... Anytime I have a joke, Chris gets wildly offended tonight, but then he's saying some, he has some daggers going into me as far as jokes go, and I laugh.
But it hurt him deep down.
No, not really.
Oh.
They're daggers in a good way. They're comedic daggers, but then I have comedic daggers back, and then...
Well, maybe you're taking my offense a bit too seriously.
Okay, maybe I am.
Yeah.
So you're not really
offended? It's all a joke here.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Bah, see? All right, what's in
to
the
me
news?
It is.
What's in the news?
That's all that counts, right?
I don't know.
A designer in New York City designed... God damn it. Fucking typo. Hold on. A designer in New York City designed a pizza box that doubles as a pipe to smoke marijuana. An app called Push for Pizza allows users to order the pizza in the special box. The pizza box features a small square that rips out and rolls into a weed pipe, with the center stand in the pizza box turns into the bowl part of the pipe. The 25-year-old man said he came up with the idea while eating pizza.
No shit.
Yeah,
probably that, smoking weed.
That was the hilarious part to me.
Have you seen the Domino's? Like they have like the car that has a heating oven in it. Have you seen this commercial?
Yeah.
Is that
oh,
real?
No, yeah, like a.
It's like a Prius or something. With
I thought it would have
heating
like
oven.
A fridge for the pop or something.
Yeah, I have seen that one.
No, it's like a heating oven for the pizza. Like it keeps it warm.
Isn't that what the bag is for?
Not anymore. Now it's. I don't know. I saw a commercial. I don't know if it's real.
It seemed like a gimmick to me, but...
Yeah, it could be fake, but what...
Well, I mean, nothing's really worse than getting cold pizza, right?
When's the last time you had cold pizza? I don't think I've ever had cold pizza before.
You've never gotten pizza that was already kind of like room temperature?
Absolutely not.
That happens to me quite a bit, actually, anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm.
Well, maybe you should order from this Domino's now, since they have the heating oven car.
Maybe so. I don't think my fiance is a big fan of Domino's.
I don't blame her. I hate Domino's.
I like it. What else is in the news?
That was newsworthy.
I like Domino.
We
all like,
we hate Domino. Some of us like hate, some like it.
Some people like Domino, some don't, turns out.
Jane Fonda says there's going to be violence if Hillary Clinton is elected president in November.
The fuck does she know?
The actress says Hillary has the background to deal with all the complications around the world.
She does.
But Fonda says if she wins the election, there will be violence because, quote, every time women move forward, there is going to be problems.
What does that mean? That's it? That's all she said? She didn't have anything more to say? Just something very ominous?
That's all that I have.
That's always good. You
but
know.
I'm just saying, I'm guessing if she said more, there'd be more in that news story. But you can't have a general statement like that and not back
it
up.
Well, you don't think it's true?
Huh? I don't,
are
I don't,
are
know,
you arguing
I don't know
what, the point?
I don't know what she's saying.
Why does violence have to be the problem, though?
So say that quote again.
What if it's other
every
things?
Every time women move forward, there's going to be problems.
But she's implying it's violent problems.
I mean, if you look at history, every time a man moves forward, there are violent problems. Don't you think? That's just history.
Yeah, I'm picking it up, too.
What? What are you talking about?
You say
Jane Fonda is out of control. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I hate how we.
She's a Hollywood actress, and she's just trying to say something. I don't give a fuck what her opinion is, and she has no. I don't even know what she's trying to say.
What
Nobody
were you trying
does.
To say with men who move forward? There's always problems with.
Okay, in history, you look at dictators rule the world, and there's been wars. You have men in charge of religion, in charge of countries, and they're moving forward with, and there's violence. So if we go back to what you said, Jason, she's implying, you just said that Jane Fonda is implying that if a woman moves forward, there's going to be violence.
Right, there could be problems, but it might not be violent.
I think she's saying every time women collectively move forward.
As a gender.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going president. Back to what you were saying.
I'm just saying I don't know if it necessarily has to be violent.
Well, you just said it did.
No, I didn't.
You said that's what she was
that's
implying.
That's what she said. Yeah, it is.
I know, and I was going off of that.
And I'm saying that not necessarily that might not happen. Who knows?
All right. What else is in the news?
I'm glad we got that cleared up.
I don't know if we did.
An Ohio
Maybe
man.
I wasn't clear.
An Ohio man had his friend pose as an ex-convict to see if his teenage sons, 16 and 14, would let the guy in their home. The boys are told relatives are only allowed in the house. After the guy was inside, he said their father owed him money and threatened to kill them. The boys thought he was going to chop them up, so they ran upstairs and locked themselves in a bedroom. They jumped out the window onto their roof and ran to a neighbor's home to call 911. At one point, the guy called their father and said he thought things went too far, but was told to keep the act going. Both men could face child endangerment charges.
Boring.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that one.
What else?
Nothing on that one?
Do you have anything? It didn't inspire me.
Not necessarily.
Why are they going to be charged?
Yeah, no, that was my thing. Like,
okay, go ahead.
Like they were in a control like setting. Like it wasn't a stranger off the street.
Look, I need my papers.
I guess
here.
The guy like threatening the kids. That's bad, but
they learned a lesson.
Don't trust their father
or anyone else.
Yeah, anybody.
I don't know. I don't think they should. No one should be charged. That's stupid. Ugh. What's wrong with America?
America.
What the shit? Anyway, moving on.
Is that Seinfeld?
There is now a smart mattress that will let you know if your partner is cheating on you.
Next!
Next.
The smartress has hidden sensors that detect suspicious movements in the bed. If the pressure matches algorithms based on research carried out on sexual motions, the worried partner will receive a warning on his or her cell phone. For now, a basic double bed-sized smartress is only available in Spain for about $1,800 US.
What do you think?
What algorithm? It's just like up and down, up and down.
I know that algorithm. It's the sine wave. I can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think the message
is? Is that what you call your move, the sine wave?
I'm giving you the sine wave.
What do you think the
message is? Is that how you pick up chicks? You do that like with your hand, give them the wave. You know what this is, baby.
Sexamatician. Anyways, go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you think the message says on your smartphone? Like, warning. Partner cheating on you.
With mailman.
Go home immediately. Like, what does it say? Suspicious activity on your mattress?
Yeah, right.
Like, do they have, like, a call center that calls you, like, excuse me, sir, we have a suspicious activity.
You know, I think they're going about this the wrong way, this company. If they were smart about it, they should market it as a tool to help couples and make it an app that will track when they're getting it on, and they could at the end of the week say, oh, you're not having sex enough. Here's an alert.
Or you're going too slow, or you're going too fast.
Yeah, she likes it she more rough.
Yeah, she likes the jackhammer.
We were looking at the graph, and we see here that you were really dropping off between minutes 2 and 3.
And then
completely tapered off after minute 4, so we're assuming it ended.
But it's bad marketing because they're assuming the worst. You can't do that. People want solutions to problems. They're creating a problem.
Well, I think they're going for those like.
I think people love being suspicious and paranoid and finding ways to spy. It's like a nanny cam. It's the same people who would buy.
Do you think
a nanny
they like
cam.
This mattress can record you and they sell your information?
And how
your
do you
algorithm?
By the way, how do you install a mattress without your spouse noticing? Because isn't that a partner thing? Like, let's go buy a mattress, honey.
Maybe it's like a trust thing. Like, we're both, like, you sign a prenup together. God, like, you get the smartress together.
What kind of a fucked up partnership are you in that sense?
Have you ever tried sleeping on a double bed?
What do you mean?
Right? Yeah.
A double bed size?
No, actually, I have. Yeah, that's what, me and my fiance have. It's not
Is it hard?
Ideal.
Yeah.
I've tried. It is difficult.
Right. Like, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you're probably not going to have a double-sized...
Yeah, if you're going to have $1,800
saying,
to blow to spy on...
What do you mean?
This
only comes in double?
Yeah, that's what it says, yeah.
But it's a European company, right? So maybe,
yeah, their beds are smaller, I guess.
Yeah. Americans are too indulgent. Yeah, they're fatter. They have bigger plane seats, bigger beds, so...
California Kings.
I want one so bad.
All right. Is that it?
Well,
I think you want it to be it? Because, I don't know, there's... Let's see.
I think that's all the time we have.
All right. Why not?
Yeah, my meter's about
there's
up.
There's nothing... yeah. All right. There's nothing we can't live without here.
Okay, everybody. Thanks.
We should have a news off to see who can do the news better, because I did it while you were gone.
How do you do, Eddie?
You good?
I did okay, but it would be fun to do a news off. While three of us could do it.
Then we have the listeners vote. I like this.
Right. It would still be Chris's news, but they can vote and figure out who's going to do it.
I'm willing to put it up, put the segment up to the challenge. I'm gay.
Signature series.
That's what was a good name for it, though.
News off.
News off. Now, something better than that.
The news beat off.
News story extravaganza.
Ah, those are all terrible names. We'll come up with something better. Okay, we'll see you next time on EJC.
Eddie will come up with something better. Because we're not that good. Sad.
Well, you guys will give no thought until we actually do it.
I just gave you a
from
thought.
Here. What?
That was my thought.
I know, but I'm just saying you won't think about it from now until it happens.
Because we already had winners.
All right, we'll see you next time. If you're listening on...
Stay tuned for the news beat off.
No, oh, God.
News beat off?
That's terrible.
News off. News battle. Battle room news. Newsroom battle. At least I'm throwing shit out there.
Welcome to Thunder News.
Yes. Three will enter, one will win.
How about the Walters Cup? Who can be Barbara Walters?
That's your grand idea.
Boom! All right, we'll see you next time. Eddie, Jason, and Chris, follow or to get us on iTunes. Go to iTunes and search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris and subscribe. If you're listening on Adobe, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, our guest.
Thank you, Adobe. Thank you, iTunes. Thank you, Google Play. We're now on there, too. And Facebook Video.
Thank you. Haley and the Overslepts.
And everybody.
Is that who we had tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. I nailed it.